وقال تعالى وما ينطق عن الهوى ان هو الا وحي يوحى. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم never spoke out of his own desire. Whatever he spoke, it was revelation revealed to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever he is instructing us, whatever he is stopping us from, that is actually the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So following the sunnah, in essence, is following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's instructions. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, tell the ummah, tell the people, if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we all claim we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the instruction of Allah then is, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me, that is follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the result of that will be, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, Allah will love you, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive you your sins. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. And in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you would find a perfect example to follow for those people who have, who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. It's a very lengthy incident in which a Muslim had an argument with a Jew, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arbitrated, and he gave the verdict in favor of the Jew because the Jew was correct. But the Muslim did not accept this verdict of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala sent down this verse. Allah says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكْ, never, by the oath of your Rabb, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, they cannot be believers, حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ, until they make you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the judge, the arbitrator, فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ, in the matters that arise among them, the dispute that they have, they come to you have to be the judge. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا. After you give a decision, they do not find any dissatisfaction in their hearts. They, وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, they wholeheartedly submit to your verdict. Whatever hukam you give, they accept it. This is following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَئِنْ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Whenever there is a dispute regarding any matter of deen, then they should refer it to Allah, that is by looking in the Quran, and وَالرَّسُول, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, after his demise, then the person looks into the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُتِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever has obeyed the messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has actually obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّكَ, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are actually guiding towards the path of Allah. The path, the straight path, صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, to a straight path. And that is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. This is the path that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the path in which you'll find total success. وقال تعالى فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم. Those who oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's commands, they discard the sunnah, they did not follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then such people should beware of a calamity that will befall them or a severe punishment. وقال تعالى واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة. In this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands or instructs the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, O wives of the Messenger, واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن. Remember Allah's verses. Read the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are being sent down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the Quran. Read the Quran. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And hikmah, hikmah, the mufassireen, the commentators say, this refers to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are also instructed, or they are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to abide by Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa amma al-ahadith fil-awwal an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, da'uni ma taraktukum innama ahlaka man kana qablakum kathratu su'alihim wa akhtilafuhum ala anbiya'ihim. فإذا نهيتكم عن شيء فاجتنبوه وإذا أمرتكم بأمر فأتوا منه ما استطعتم متفق عليه. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he says, except those things which I have left for you. In other words, whatever I have instructed you to carry out, then accept it. Do not ask for more, because excessive questioning, unnecessary questions, and disagreements opposing the Nabi, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, this led to this destruction of the people of the past. Bani Israel, they asked, what type of cow must we slaughter? What color cow? Ma launuha? And they asked, probed into such questions, that Allah Ta'ala then made it very difficult for them. The particular cow they had to get then was a very difficult one. Was not an ordinary cow. Instruction was to slaughter a cow. All they had to do is take one cow and slaughter it, and that will have fulfilled the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we did in tafsir, we heard in the Surah Baqarah. But they began to probe into unnecessary questions. When unnecessary questions were asked, Allah ta'ala then made the matter very difficult for them. In this particular incident, Rasulullah instructed the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in to perform Hajj. It was the command of Allah. So Rasulullah told the Sahaba to perform Hajj. So all that you do now is the instruction, we have to make Hajj. So make Hajj means make one Hajj in your life. But one particular Sahabi, he stood up and he said, Ya Rasul, every year must make Hajj? Akulla amin, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi Sallam remained silent. He did not give any answer. Again the Sahabi asked, Ya Rasul Sallam, every year? Two or three times he asked, Rasul remained silent. Then Nabi Kareem Sallam became upset and angry. He says, if I to say yes, then imagine every year Hajj becoming compulsory on every person. How difficult it will become. When I have left you with this, all you do, abide by it, and do not ask unnecessary questions, because then matters will become difficult upon you. And this is the meaning of the hadith. Da'uni ma taraktukum. That accept whatever I have left and commanded you. Do not ask me any more questions. Leave me to that. Because those people of the past, when they asked unnecessary questions, and then they could not abide by it, they began to oppose the Anbiya of the time, then this led to the destruction. فَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَاجْتَنِبُوا. Whenever I prohibit you from anything, refrain from it. Simple. وَإِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ فَأْتُوا مِنْهُ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. When they command you to do something, then do as much as you are able to do. To the best of your ability, you fulfill that command. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal on the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.